Beginn the Begin the Flamme Gimel, begin on the base, begin Tez Masal Tez, begin with the words of the Gemara. Where two or three places also, then it's going to look like it's spotted, and then it's going to be possible. Shlaisa explains the difference between the Gersais. If the psul of Menumer that we're discussing about speckled is more severe than the berries, or is it the same? Because the Gemara said that when you have a Hadas that had more berries than the leaves, that's only if it's in one place, then it's a problem. But if, let's say, the berries were in three or four different places, even if you combine them, there'd be more than the leaves, it's going to be kosher. Which Rabbi asked, well, if it's in two or three different places, then it should be a problem because it looks like it's speckled. Now, Tais points out, is from the Garsi, there are certain texts that in this question of Rava was the word Adrava, to the contrary. Adrava, two or three different places is speckled. Kedash Kachan Lakaman, like we find later on, Gabi also Chazazes. And it talks about Avlam Heyman Beis regarding the Esrog. When you have this chazazes, this type of a stain on the esrog, on the majority, it's going to be pasul, which the Gemara qualifies says that's only if it's in one place. Two or three different places is going to be kosher. On the Rabbah says, adderabah, to the contrary, two or three different places is menumet pasul. Now, if the gear says adderabah, then what that means to say is it's actually more fitting to be pasul than when you have more grapes, more berries than the leaves. That's why by Chazazes, the Gemara says, you're right. That when the Chazazes is on the minority of the Esrog, it's going to be kosher, and we only learned that in one place. But actually, in two or three different places, even mute would be problematic, because that would be Menumah. And that's because that it's more severe, by as we find by Chazazes. So then, because it's like astringency, that even if the mute of the Chazazes, it's not possible in one place, but it would be problematic. It's adrab, to the contrary, it's actually worse off when you have it in a few different places. Now, so it says, Lafi, I said, Girsa, Kosh. Now, according to that Girsa, that if you have the word adrab, which sounds like it also will be here, that the menumer of the by the berries is more severe than that of the having the multitude of the berries. So it says, it's Kosh, it's difficult, because the Chimasi, when the Gemara ultimately concludes, and says, Aliyat Mahochid Marada, if you're going to say the teaching, it's like this. Now, that we say, oh, we didn't learn only when it's regarding the berries being black, but if it's green, it's going to be kosher. So, Taisus, have a matzla, so Gibcha. The Gemara actually could have came out and said the opposite from the original halacha. That even when you have more berries than leaves, it's going to be kosher. And two or three different places, it's is where we said the halacha. And we could have said, if you diminish it, it's going to be kosher. Do we only say that it's in one place? Why? Because then the berries that you took away, that you left with, is in one place. But if those few berries are two, three different places, it would be possible, even though you made it less, because that would be menumer. Because this is how the Gemara concludes later on by the Esrog of Chazazes. But if we have like an argument, so we don't have the text of Adrabba to the contrary, so that Nicha, that makes sense. Because the Mashmalay Hasvara, so it sounds like that the logic is that no, it's all the same regarding the berries, that the Pesulah of Menumer regarding the Hadas is not any more than that of the berries. So just like there, if Miyatin is going to be kosher, so to regarding the Pesulah of Menumer, where if you diminish the berries, yeah, even if it isn't two or three different places, it would be kosher. It wouldn't say it's a Pesulah of Menumer. Although that they are different regarding chazazes, that even though that it's kosher from the chazazes if it's on the minority, but still it's going to be possible because of menumer. But over here, by the enough merubim and menumer, there's no difference. Therefore, we didn't say the word of adrab, but to the contrary, and because they're the same thing. The next test master begins with the words of the Gemara, Lo Ilam Basa the Agda. Truth is, talking about that after it was already binded together. Ksavar and the holds, Eger Hazman Ba'amhu. But the binding is just a preparatory act. It's just preparation. And therefore, you can't have a halachic status of Dichui until the Amtav actually starts. And therefore, you could still diminish the berries and validate it. Zugir Sakuntras, this is the Girs of Rashi. Now, the Isra'am, the Garsi, there are certain texts that the Girs is, that, like we're saying, that it's we're talking about after that you binded it together. Uksava and the old lulav ain't tzarech eged. The lulav does not have to be bound. And imtim tzarech eged, I mean, we say that has to be bound. In other words, that even if it needs egged, but it's not considered significant that it should take effect, that it should be considered a lulav of a mitzvah after it's bound, because that's mana ba'amahu. It's just preparation, and therefore it's not rejected from that moment on when you bind it. And even if it's start off rejected, even if you normally say that would be dichud, that wouldn't be the case over here. Shtei says, well, itachin kal, but the excuse is not really possible, because itzach eged, if you really need to have eged, okay, if that's the case, that even though it's possible that it shouldn't be rejected from dichud, but mifsul mishim tasuban l'asa, but then it would be invalid because of a different psul. Because the moment that you bind it together, it was still possible. So when you diminish the berries, it comes out that it's made indirectly the right way. That's tasuban l'asa. And as Tais points out, if you learn a lulav mezukah, mila elik, we said previously, w rabam beis, and therefore it would be untenable that girsa, if you learn not lulav from sukkah simply because of tasa ba'asim, and not even because of dichur. Continue with the next Tais, the masa, the beginning with the gemara tim shemina, which we should resolve from this is dichur mikar lo have a dichur. Initial rejection is not considered rejective. Mitzvah points out, Lenin mitzvah dafka the Bishul El. This is like we had explained before. Specifically, regarding mitzvahs that we say is not considered dicha, because extra regarding kachem, we know that it is considered dicha. Now, by the Nikdim Nami, also the question that we have in the Gemara previously regarding Nikdim Reisha, if that dicha by mitzvahs or not, well, Yishuta, that the Gemara does not resolve from over here, because over here you could say that the reason why dicha requires not dicha is because Biyadoi, it's in his hand to go ahead and pick the berries and to validate, and if it's not considered so much rejected, because by Nikdim Reisha, it's not Biyadoi, because he has to wait till the berry goes in and get the berries not well. As Tais says, like I also explained previously, which are nominal, and then we must Nikdim Erev Yomtim. Continue with the next Tais is Dimnasal, Tais begins with the words of the Gemara. Maidriv Shimon, but Sikresh of Layamas. Oh, Shimon, even though Dabashim is common as Mutta, but he agrees, when it's inevitable, you're going to chop off the head, it's not going to die. And he also agrees it's going to be awesome. Tais explains exactly what's the qualification of what's called psikrishin delay nichele, and what's the reason that he's part of it. Because the Gemara had a question. If it's psikrishin, we're obviously going to be fixing the hadas by picking the berries, even though they're not intending. So Reb Shimon also agrees that it should be awesome. So what makes this something that would be permitted, since it's inevitable? But Tais points out, ikim asayu, the primary teaching of Abayim and Rava that they say this teaching of Moedrim Shim, which we mentioned a few times in Shas, is paragraph 11, the Mila Jabbas Kaplam Gimel Vidal, Kabi Basar, regarding the flesh of the Arla, where Mila overrides that of Tsaras. Avagav Shishim Baharis, although there is a neg of Tsaharis over there, Yakuts, we say you should cut it off, even though it's inevitable that you're going to be cutting off the Baharis. So, therefore, you need a Pasik to teach that you could go and circumcise. Even according to Reb Shimon, because you see that he holds Tabash Miskaven, although it's mutter, but psigreshi, it's inevitable that of the Isrim, that would generally be Asr. If by Mila you need a special lima. Then Temid and Tez is going to say, then Besav Perks of Akach, what are you doing? More increase in the Chavim Abbas. Gebachaitik, Chavim Beshabbas, if someone is stoking the coals on Shabbos. A little bit of Malayan, and then the coals get fired up by themselves, which he's intending to extinguish the coals. And they get fired up by themselves. It's machlekes anoyim. If you're potter chayav on the havar. Now, so on that, Amar, the Gemara says that with the demand of machayav, the one holds that you're liable, some of the could be huda, but the Hashem is kavan. Even though it's unintended, you're going to be chayav. Mind but the one that holds you're going to be potter the kerem shimon. The problem is, it takes vakarcha b'sikresh, who obviously that case tomorrow where it's inevitable that it's going to get fired up. From the fact that machayav le behuda, from the fact that behuda holds you're going to be chayav, Because when it's not inevitable, like Elisur Ba'alma. So there's just a prohibition. Meaning, according to Yehuda, you would not be Chavachatus, unless it's inevitable. And they would say they hold you would be Chavachatus. So then, if that's the case, Reb Shimon might Potter. If you're saying it's a case of Sikreshe, why according to Reb Shimon would be Potter? If we said that it might be Reb Shimon Sikreshe. So since Reb Shimon, you can say is, the Amos Gavin the Hassam, when we say over there, it's Reb Shimon holds Amos Gavin would be Potter. What that means to say is, of course it's inevitable. But it's that the person doesn't care about it getting fired up. Ah, lakach patal b'shem, that's what kind of b'shem would be patur. Not because of classically what we mean by dev b'shem 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 b'shem. It's a malacha that you don't really need for it itself. Like when you're digging a pit. You only need the earth, the patal b'shem 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 but of a different exemption known as Malacha Shenzuk Legufu. You don't need it for it. You need the earth, not for the pit. And that's why you'd be potter. And that's the same thing over here in this context. And Machin Atzot Chalazin Vapoit, so there's someone traps the Chalazin fish and he smashes it to get the blood out. Beshila Klagodl, then the Klagodl and Shabbos Avayin, hey, Man Olive, where you're potter for taking its life. Because it's a Malacha Shenzuk Legufu, because you don't need it to die. To the contrary, actually, the more life it has, the better the blood's going to be. So, although it's a Greshe, but Reb Shimon will hold you exempt because Malacha Shenzuk Legufu. So too, that the Gemara answers over here, and the reason according to the Reb Shimon, when you pick the berries, even the Psik Reshe, because the Islay Shani Yusreira, he has another Hados. Again, because then you don't need it for it itself, and that's why you can be part of it. Now, but then the question is, although according to Reb Shimon, even by Malacha Shenzuk Legufu, he holds you part of it, but it still can be Asa. So it says, yeah, Hachashar Mishem Mitzvah, but here, because it's a Mitzvah, therefore it was even permitted, like a Tchilo. Now, Perkam and the Gesubis, and Perkam and the Gesubis, Avav Min Aleph, Kabim Masachar Din Aziyasa, which, if someone closes up the hole in the barrel where they take the beer out from that spigot, and they close it up with these rags. So the Gemara says over there, that you're not allowed to stuff it on Yom Tif, because you can believe on Schita. Shemar says that even Reb Shimon, the Rav Shimon is going to Mutter, would agree, you know, to stick it in there, because it's inevitable you can be squeezing out. So this is Harachnu, over there we were lengthy regarding this topic about how that is the opinion of Reb Shimon, because it's secretion, it's inevitable. Well, Bekunjit Perishkan, Rashi over here, he explains, because you have another Hashan, ain't can't take it clean. He says, it's not really fixing anything, because you don't really need to hold this. And therefore it's Mutter, because it's not even considered psik reisha. Inevitable what? Inevitable what are you doing? What are you doing wrong when you're picking berries? When you to eat, that's permitted. It's fixing. But if you have another one, you're not even fixing. Maybe that's how Rashi explains, not like Taisa, because Malacha Shenzuk Legufa, but simply because it's not going to do anything, and therefore there's actually no inevitability for any malacha when you don't need it.